You're listening to Vatican Radio.
NASA's spacecraft Juno finished a five-year journey to Jupiter on Monday with a do-or-die engine burn to sling itself into orbit. This has set the stage for 20 months of collecting data from the biggest planet in our solar system. I spoke with Jennifer Wiseman, an astrophysicist with NASA, to find out more about this spacecraft Juno and its mission.
Juno is a probe that has been launched to go investigate the planet Jupiter and its environs. It's named after an ancient Roman goddess who was, in mythology, the wife of the chief god Jupiter and the mother of Mars and Vulcan. So there's a lot of connection there, and the name is very enticing as we think about exploring what we now know as the planet Jupiter.
So what do you think Juno could tell us about the origin of our solar system?
Well, we're very excited because Juno will have the capacity to study all kinds of things about Jupiter and its history, and that tells us all kinds of things about the solar system as a whole. So Juno's going to have something like 9 different science instruments looking at different aspects of the planet. We'll be able to study things like the nature of a potential solid core buried deep down in Jupiter. You know, Jupiter's mostly gas, but we're very interested in understanding the nature of a possible solid core. We're able to study the magnetic field and the gravity field around Jupiter, and that helps us understand the deep structure of the planet. We'll be able to study deep into Jupiter's atmosphere to study things like its composition, its temperature, and even cloud motions going on. We want to understand things about the magnetosphere around the planet's poles, because this tells us something about the magnetic force. The auroras are indicative of what's going on. Jupiter has marvelous auroras, by the way, which we can see with telescopes like the Hubble telescope. By studying Jupiter with all these different kinds of eyes, looking in wavelengths of light and looking at its physical features, we're able to understand this planet. Now, that helps us understand the whole solar system better, because we understand that Jupiter is huge and might have even become a star if it had a little bit more mass. So as we understand how Jupiter may have formed and what we're left with in Jupiter, we understand better how the whole solar system formed.
And do you think that Jupiter could have ever possibly competed with, say, the Sun?
That's a very interesting idea. This is something that Juno will help us understand. Was Jupiter formed in this disk of leftover debris orbiting the Sun? The Sun formed as an independent star? Or were Jupiter and the Sun forming basically at the same time out of the same kind of primordial material, but the Sun basically won out because it accreted more mass and Jupiter didn't quite accrete enough mass to become a star? Those are competing theories and ideas, and Juno will help us as we understand something about Jupiter's composition from the inside out. This is really an interesting thought, because we now know that many star systems in the galaxy are not just isolated stars. Some of them are binaries or even triple systems. And so it could have been that our solar system might have been on the brink of being a binary star system, and that could have affected the fate of the other planets in the solar system as well.
So could you tell us, is there anything unique or special about this spacecraft Juno? Has recent technology or better cameras made an impact on how effective Juno will be?
Well, I think what's really unique is, first of all, that it's powered in an innovative way of collecting solar power, which is able to keep it powered even way out at Jupiter, which is quite a long way from the Sun. It's able also to use this suite of science instruments together, kind of like an orchestra, using different instruments to give us different kinds of information. And together, they're going to give us information on not only what Jupiter looks like visually, but also spectroscopic information and information about its gravity fields, things like that. So I think it's this suite of instruments working together, and these are instruments that have been highly tuned technologically. basically to be pretty much state-of-the-art. They're going to help us understand Jupiter in a way that we've never understood it before.
There's often said to be a conflict between faith and science. What do you think that Juno can tell us about the existence of God?
Well, when we start thinking about the relationship of science to how we understand other questions of life, like who we are and faith and those kinds of things, that gets beyond the realm of science. But personally, I think any kind of science investigation gives us a better sense of where we fit in this larger scheme of things in the universe. Now, I personally am a person of faith, so when I gather new information or I learn new things about the universe and the solar system, it basically gives me a deeper sense of humility and a deeper sense of wonder and awe and appreciation. For someone who is a person of faith in God, then learning more about the universe can actually deepen that sense of appreciation of all the things that are part of this creation, how long and how carefully the universe has been developing over billions of years. We're at a point now where we're realizing that planets like Earth and Jupiter may be very common. We're actually discovering that planets exist around probably almost every star, having at least one planet, and we're now trying to find out whether planets like Earth are common in our galaxy and across the universe. That, to me, is fantastic, and if you are looking at this through the eyes of a person of faith, you can attribute this to a wonderful and generous God whose creative power, working through the physical forces of nature, have enabled a bountiful universe. And who knows, there may be even life filling the universe. We don't know that yet.
Has there ever been one moment in particular when your Christianity and your keen understanding of space has overlapped?
For me, my greatest sense of wonder and awe came when I looked at some of these ultra-deep fields that have been taken by telescopes as they peer deep into the universe and collect light for many, many days. And by doing so, we see collections of galaxies, thousands of galaxies in small fields of view. Each of these galaxies can contain hundreds of billions of stars. And when I look at these images of galaxies, after galaxy after galaxy, and I imagine that the stars in those galaxies could all be something like our own solar system, possibly, I feel this enormous sense of wonder and curiosity and even a kind of reverent fear, in a good sense. That, to me, is when I feel a deeper sense, surprisingly maybe, of being in touch with God in a personal sense, because I believe that this helps me understand that God is viewing a universe that's much bigger than I can comprehend, and yet this same God is interested in us individually as well. And when I think about this vast realm, from the small to the large, that God is overseeing and caring about deeply, I think it deepens my sense of personal trust and even a sense of inner peace. That may seem contradictory, but that is the effect it has on me when I contemplate the wonders of the heavens. It kind of takes my eyes away from the mundane worries of everyday life and into the more eternal and vast realm, in which I think God wants our spirit to dwell.
That was Jennifer Wiseman, astrophysicist with NASA, speaking about the Juno spacecraft and its mission around the planet Jupiter. I'm Katie Asko.